Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the gigantic universe around our tiny itty-bitty planet, and also what we can look for in our night skies. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, what's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, Stargazers, Saturn is still visible in the upper left portion of the constellation of Scorpius, or Maui's Fishhook, as it is known here in the islands. Saturn will be setting in the west at around 10 p.m., so keep your eyes peeled.
Now, there is something exciting we're going to be hearing about, and it is a major NASA mission to the very edges of our solar system and beyond, and one that was supported by some folks at the Mauna Kea Summit.
That's right. We are revisiting the New Horizons mission, which is the journey of a small spacecraft to the distant dwarf planet of Pluto. And as you said, it was supported by several telescopes on the summit of Mauna Kea. New Horizons has completed its flyby of Pluto and is heading out into the dark reaches of the Kuiper Belt. However, the data that New Horizons collected during its flyby is still being transmitted to Earth. And last week, we received spectacular images of the surface of our solar system's most beloved little planet.
And it is little, too, much smaller than our own moon.
It is indeed.
And so let's hear about these pictures.
Well, Pluto has really surprised us. In fact, correction, it's blown us away. These New Horizons images have shown us an incredible landscape that's just as varied and dramatic as anything else you can find in the solar system. We see features that look like valleys and mountain ranges. We can see craters of all shapes and sizes. But most interesting, we see giant fields of ice covering the surface.
I thought the images of the strip malls and the McDonald's up there were the most interesting. So what's up with the, we have ice, is that what it is?
That's right. We have giant blocks of water ice that we see in the image, and they remind us of icebergs and the polar ice sheets of our own planet. What's weird about Pluto, though, is that these giant ice cubes look like they are floating on a sea of frozen nitrogen.
And so New Horizons, it is going to go from there out into space?
It is. Its mission is not over. It's going to journey into the Kuiper Belt, which is a mysterious dark region of space that contains ancient icy bodies.
Well, we'll be looking for some reports of ice and who knows what from the Kuiper Belt.
It's the ultimate solar system cocktail.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you very much for the report.
You're welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next time for Stargazer.